I'm going backwards, and yet I'm going to believe I'm moving forwards, and I'm chasing my dreams, but I'll be just who I wanna be without you controlling, controlling me. Toxic thoughts can make me easily drop this, but I won't shift my step, so there's nothing to.
Hey guys, welcome back to Midnight Opinion. This is your host Alex. Joining me tonight is Carlos.
Hey guys.
Michelle.
Hello.
Terrence.
Party people.
And of course the lovely Tyra.
Hi.
How are y'all doing tonight?
Grand.
Actually getting on time with starting instead of stalling.
I'm exhausted.
Why are you exhausted, Carlos?
Because I pulled in 10 hours in the oil field today, Alex.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Oh, you're waiting.
Yeah.
It's a
Carlos, this is
soul crushing, back breaking labor.
Right, of course. You don't want to hear what I did?
What did you do?
I boozed it up all night, right? Uh-huh. I passed out at 3 a.m.
Please tell me.
Right. Went out to bars. It was great. High fived. I mean, I was just drinking. I played darts.
Uh-huh.
I played pool.
Yes.
Okay, then I got home. Then I ate pizza and drank more. And then I somehow at 3 a.m. stumbled into bed. Then I had to get up.
At what time?
I don't remember.
Crack of noon, huh?
No, not a crack at noon, because I had to be at work by 10. So sometime before 10.
Okay.
And all my bosses were there, and that's what I had to deal with. So I don't want to hear your pity party.
It's not a pity party.
Right, and how hard your life is.
You asked how I was doing.
Oh.
I let you know.
Okay. Well, in that case, Michelle, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fantastic. How are you, Captain Lannister?
Fantastic.
Captain Lannister.
Yes, Captain Lannister is what I'm known.
Ridiculous.
That's what they call me.
Known nowhere.
At least I remember. It's okay.
Thank you. No, everybody else does.
At least I mention it.
That's why you get iPads. Terrence, how are we doing tonight?
I am fantastic.
Fantastic. Everyone's fantastic.
Stole my word.
Yeah.
Super duper.
Okay, that's more of you, so I can hear that.
That's a Terrence word.
Yeah, that's a Ken word, as I like to call it.
It's a Ken word.
Yeah. Ken likes to say things like that. Right, Ken? As he walks out of his house.
So you're a fan of you're a fan of Barbie because she calls you Captain Lannister.
She's right? Not Barbie anymore.
Oh.
There's just Ken. This makes
just
it
me.
Awkward.
Just me.
And how is Tyra?
I mean, good. My wine level looks a little low, but I'll survive.
Sound levels are good. Wine levels are not.
It's dwindling.
Dwindling.
Your alcohol is dwindling.
Fall away.
You're dwindling away.
I believe it really is,
the terminology.
It really is. I don't know what I'll do. I'm going to be on the spree again. Oh, no.
What spree?
The British one.
Oh, God.
Should have worn my British flag leggings.
Are we doing that again?
Maybe.
I thought we were over it, but I guess not.
It's a reoccurring.
It really is an invasion.
So I know. I said that last show.
Yeah, no, it really is. At this point, it feels very invasive.
You brought it to the surface again. So I'm hidden it away.
I was wondering if anybody's going to take the time to introduce me to the listeners, seeing as I wasn't brought up one time.
We didn't introduce ourselves in the first episode.
Oh.
We didn't sit there and go over our life stories and how we're part of the show.
No, but I thought that there would at least be mention of there's somebody that isn't here with us today, man.
Oh, okay. No, hold on. I got it. Hold on. Hey, guys, quiet on set. Hold on. And now, joining us straight from his room, walking downstairs to be at the, what are we calling this?
Studio. Midnight Opinion Studio.
Yeah, the Mo Studios.
Mo.
Please, bomb
shelter.
Hold on, please, a little bit of silence. Carlos.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh man, that didn't go well.
I should boo you because you failed at that twice.
Want to get high? How about just a little?
Are we going to talk about pot again?
No.
Okay.
No, we can't do it 2 episodes in a row. But I'll tell you what, I know what I'm isolating tonight or tomorrow.
Yes, please.
I don't. What are we isolating, Alex?
It's a secret.
Yeah, I guess you'll find out.
It's a surprise.
I was reading an interesting article the other day. Terrence, Carlos, we're both, all three of us were military. What would you say the average rifle cost that we use in the armed forces?
Probably
the M16, M4.
Probably ballpark of a grand.
Well, probably a grand.
A grand, grand and a half.
What about a sniper rifle? What would you place that at?
Probably closer to 2 or 3.
Yes. Okay.
The Army is rumored to have acquired 6 of the precision-guided firearms, which cost as much as $27,000 apiece. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what cost that much money? The military has begun testing into several so-called smart rifles made by the applied technology startup Tracking Point Incorporated. This thing looks something like straight out of Halo. It looks pretty sick. I'm not going to lie, I want to shoot it. Do you ever see anything interesting like that in your time?
Not in my time in, but there was some talk of some weaponry that was going to be rolled out within, you know, several years, which would be 5 to 10 years from that ballpark. The thing that was really interesting to me is it's a smart rifle that pings on the actual cartridge, so I put like a range finder that the rifle carries in its, like, as part of the main body of it, and it gives me, say, 50 meters. At 50 meters, I can say the brick wall is a foot thick. I can set that. It tells a chip in the round, an HE round or whatever else, armor piercing, whatever type of round it is, that it is not allowed to combust until it meets that distance.
So real quick, with only a few minutes of instruction on the actual weapon, this correspondent, the guy that actually wrote the article, was able to hit a target almost 1,000 yards away on the first shot. Mm-hmm. Of the 70 mm-hmm. or so reporters and other novice shooters that tested it, only one or two actually missed a target. So out of 70 novice and experienced people shooting, mm-hmm. they were able to shoot clear from 1,000 yards.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the same piece of weaponry that they were talking about. Anyway, so with the HE rounds, what they would do is they'd say, okay, you've got a foot thick brick wall that you're trying to hit, you know, your enemy, ultimately. And it would go all the way through all of that and then combust at the exact inches past whatever that distance was that you put. So the smart rifle, it thinks for itself.
What's crazy about this is when asked about snipers, because something like this, you would say, we're using for snipers, right? What was said was, it is unclear what kind of reception the smart rifle will receive in the sniper community. When asked whether the product had encountered resistance from the military marksmen, a spokesperson said, this is not necessarily for them. This is for the guys who don't have that kind of training and who need to perform at greater capabilities. This is more for your average soldier. So this isn't something they're busting out for, you know, just a very elite military men and probably just men. This is something that they want to put in the arms of every soldier at $27,000 per unit with the range of 1,000 yards with little to no training. Imagine with training.
Gear accountability is going to be up.
Gear accountability.
Way, way, way up.
And here's what's really cool. The rifles can communicate with each other.
This is cool, Alex.
We can enable a more information-driven combat in the sense that you can tag targets. You can pass off those targets to someone else with a scope. There's a whole layer of communication that comes from having a rifle that can designate and track targets. That's fucking crazy.
I have to be 100% honest right here. That scares the living hell out
yes,
of me.
Yes, yes.
That there's a technology out there that is going to be passed on to a very oppressive establishment.
Oh, well, this is the first thing that ran through my mind when Alex was talking about all these, you know, trained snipers. So basically, you have a government who has these weapons, can pass it off to any regular Joe Schmo, put them up on a tower and snipe a target, you know, with having needing no skill, just everything, give them the software, everything's preloaded, just execute. And you're out.
I think what frightens me is most of the technology that gets leaked to the people is a good few years behind. So now I'm curious to what they have going on right now that's being developed.
That we don't know
what we
all.
Actually have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's scary. I think it's different. It's something new. It's how combat's evolving. But I would be curious to see how it kind of turns out in the next couple of years. What kind of innovation is going to come to the combat side of things? We see iPhones, we see laptops, iPads, everything else being evolved technologically very, very quickly. Same has to be going on with firearms. There's more of an investment there. You don't need to mass produce millions and millions of them. You only have to have a couple thousand.
So hey,
production
Alex,
cost. What's that?
You weren't fucking kidding when you said it looks something straight out of Halo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it looks awesome. I do want one.
All right, man. So from a technological standpoint, I would agree with you that is probably one of the coolest looking pieces and to know what it can do as a soldier, yeah, to me, that there's some significance there. The problem I have is standing outside of a soldier shoe and looking at it as a citizen, once again, living in a country with one of the most oppressive, tyrannistic type governments that we have, you're telling me that they have technologies that at 1,000 meters any Joe can pick up and tear you apart on?
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is completely petrifying.
Well, here, let me give you another example of how technology is advancing way faster than we can actually grasp it. With people who live with diabetes, this is something that it's a day in, day out kind of thing. You know, they constantly have to check their glucose levels. They constantly have to be monitoring their own self to make sure they keep that in balance, make sure that, you know, it doesn't go too bad where it actually starts affecting them negatively. Google has announced that it is testing a prototype for a contact lens that would help people with diabetes manage their disease. Now, if you look at this, it looks like a contact lens with circuits built into it in a chip. The company said that the lens it is designing would measure glucose and tears continuously using a wireless chip and a miniaturized glucose sensor. Google says that using the lenses would take a less intrusive method of measuring glucose levels than finger pricking. I think that's pretty cool.
Okay, but...
Wow.
But
well, if they're... if oh, man. I mean, they're going to put a chip in you no matter what they do.
Yeah, exactly. To what degree is this beneficial and not, you know, something that can be controlled? Because, I mean...
But what can they do with a contact lens chip?
For one, they could put a GPS. You know that they're...
Anything you see, they see.
Yeah, I forgot what company's producing this, but they actually have a chip that they'll plant in you. And it runs off the electricity that your body produces. It has a GPS tracker on it.
Well, that's nothing. There's places where they have what's called nanotechnology, nanobots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has a GPS on it. Of course, they're going to sell it to you. I've actually heard this from actual medical people where they'll scan that part of your body that it's supposed to be planted in, and they can download all your medical history, all your medical problems, and anything that you might be allergic to, so that if you do need help, if you are in trouble, they know what not to give you and what to give you. Now, yeah, that's a great improvement for the medical community, but to what point is this beneficial and not scary, giving all this information to, you know, a government that seeks to oppress?
The hell with the Fourth Amendment.
Exactly.
So is this still, like, linked up? Are they linking it to their cell phones so they can check it as it reads the levels?
The article didn't say. It just said that it transmits it wirelessly. So,
okay,
probably
with an app on the
device
phone.
Or an app on the phone.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
And a big thing is all these flu shots that everybody keeps getting told to go look into.
Oh yeah,
you know, to go get. It's if it's not something already, you know, if it's not part of a plan already, it's at least getting everybody conditioned to be in the state of mind where government says this. Oh, you know, I gotta trust them because, you know, they're only looking out for my best interest. No,
that's just it. Is we've always got this establishment looking out for your best interest. So then they're telling us that they're giving this great technology to us that's gonna actually take. I mean, that's the thing that scares me, is the fact that they've got a technology that they can read glucose in your tears, and you don't think they're tracking you. You don't think they're seeing what you see.
Wait, what else are they reading?
You don't
reading?
Think they don't know. Yeah, glucose. Exactly.
Old NSA walks by.
Guess who?
I love that clip.
Well, this just kind of goes on to what I talked about last week with the chip that goes into the medical records and everything. This is another part just for
RDIF
the...
RDIF tags. Or, yeah. Is that what they are? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it goes into also, except this one's more of a contact, and it is more appealing to those who have diabetes.
No, I think it's something... I don't think that we can be scared of everything technological that's around us. I think that's not the right attitude to take. Maybe not scared, but suspicious of everything. Now, be cautious.
Now, I think suspicion or being suspicious of it is part of that caution, though. So I think everything that's out there, and this may be me, maybe I'm a little more paranoid than the rest of you, but I would say that suspicion and having that mentality where no matter what's rolled out, you don't fight it. Because you've got to have advancement, you've got to move forward, you've got to continue that, but at the same time, you should be very skeptical.
Here's a flip side on that. Here's where, to me, it gets interesting. We all know our lovely neighbors up north, Canada. Do you guys know what a prime minister is?
Blame Canada.
Do you guys know what a prime minister is?
It's like the president.
Yes.
In parliament.
Leader.
Leader, right. So that would be like your Secretary of State, your Secretary of Defense, your Secretary of, you know, yes. Homeland Security, whatever. What was awesome was that that I saw was that Canadian Prime Minister of Defense, okay, Paul Helin, actually discloses details about alien visitation and government UFO cover-ups. Now, this is a high-level executive in the Canadian government. Yeah, that's actually whistleblowing, which to me, I like to hear. I'm not sure what that was, but I'm going to go ahead and think that's what you're trying to do.
There you go. That's what I was trying to do.
Okay, so Paul Hever states that at least three different races have been visiting us for thousands of years, and details and accounts from the 1960s when a flotilla UFO headed into NATO airspace. However, before the panic button was pushed, the actual UFO turned around and headed back north. It's enough of you, X-Files. Okay. Hellier also makes sure to underline the fact that there are multiple races visiting us and that we cannot say that they all have the same agenda. Mm-hmm. He also discusses the tall whites, which is oddly the same species I've encountered. This is the article, the guy that wrote the article. The same species I've encountered in my own life. I've discussed these dreams on air in the past. He states that the tall whites are working with the United States, living here in the United States, working peacefully with our government, exchanging information and technology. This is off the Truth Frequency Radio Network. That's the article that I'm reading this from. And I think it's worth, you know, checking out, giving it a listen, because it's some pretty interesting stuff that I haven't heard before.
I would agree 100% with you.
It's interesting. I'm looking at not the same article that you're looking at, but a different one. But they talk about how they have the tall whites working with the U.S. And it talks about how they're working with the international banking cartel, the oil cartel, and select members of the military are planning to create one world government. Like, that's...
I want to work with aliens.
Wait, so
is that wrong of me to say?
No, to be honest with you, that would be a very interesting situation to be in.
Well, where are the main places where we get
I'm curious.
The most information about, like, military? They have some knowledge. The oil company, oil is a big production of this planet we live on. Like, I don't know about so much about the banking, but I guess banking's good. You need money. I don't know.
Currency.
Where aliens come for that, but it's an interesting part of the article.
That's not the first time I've heard about multiple races coming down, though, and being reported. And some are friendly and some are not. I believe when they used to talk about the grays, they were not friendly.
I think it would depend what grays we're talking about. The short grays or the tall grays?
I believe it was the short ones. Don't quote me, though.
Short ones are the bad ones, right?
Yeah, well...
the mean ones.
They say that those grays were actually basically hired by another alien race. They're slave labor, if you will.
The grunts.
Yeah, the grunts.
Like Halo.
Kind of like Halo.
Like Mars Attacks.
I haven't seen that.
I love that movie.
Haven't seen Mars Attacks. I can't comment on that, but...
Music will make your head blow up. That's all I have to say.
What's that?
Music makes your head blow up.
Oh, okay. But I think what's interesting and what's exciting to me is that alien encounters or alien activity is being reported more and more every day simply because we have a network that allows us to do this, the internet, and we also have the capability of just whipping out our phone and taking high-def videos, pictures, and it's with you at all times. Whereas before, if by some chance you were camping and you happen to have your Polaroid camera on you, maybe you can snap a picture or two. Now we can take full video.
Well, and they were always debunking the pictures as a setup. Well, you could do that because it's such a low-quality photo that
right. You
set that up to look that way, and you could play games with it and whatever. And show after show after show until that Unsolved Mysteries came out when I was a baby. But Unsolved Mysteries came out, and then they would start to put some of that out there, right? But it's been a cover-up after a cover-up
after a
cover-up.
But why do you guys think that this is something that the governments of the world will not share with people?
Because if you have technology and you have all of the information and you have all of that, now you have the power.
You're the controller.
You're the creator. You own everything.
You're talking about the government? You're talking about the aliens?
I'm talking about the government. I'm talking about that establishment group.
What would you guys do, hypothetically, if you were to encounter an ET, extraterrestrial?
I'd be stoked.
You'd be stoked?
I would be stoked. I hope I could be able to communicate, though.
Why would you be stoked?
Because there's so much knowledge they would have to have.
Would you be afraid?
Probably a little at first.
Okay.
you know, see if it, depending which one I encountered, you know, get that feeling from them if it's a good or a bad one. But I think mostly I'd be worried I couldn't fully communicate. So, I mean, how amazing is it to know that we're not alone and someone else has insight to else in the universe, you know?
Okay.
Well, that's that thirst for knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would be equally as intrigued by it. Now, the first thing out of my mouth would be like, you've got to be shitting me. Fuck. Yeah, I can see that being a $50 bet that I lose kind of thing. You know what I mean? And so that's kind of my initial reaction would be, you've got to be shitting me. Really? And then after that, now curiosity kills a cat.
Ty, what would you do?
I would say don't vaporize me.
How fast would you run?
How fast would you run?
We would be friends.
I'd be like in my car, I'd like crack my window. You can speak to me through here.
That's far enough.
I can
okay?
run you over if that's you far, scare me.
I have mace in my purse, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about mace stories and Tyra.
Oh my God. Okay, Tyra has a story that she wants to tell.
Oh, it's such a sad story. I feel
Tyra,
sorry
were you like 19?
What?
Yeah. How old were you?
Yeah, hurry up and tell the story so we can get back on topic.
I don't have to tell my story.
I
want to
hear it.
Funny.
Yeah, I want to hear it too.
Okay. Jeez, Carlos.
What a dick.
So I lived in a creepy part of neighborhood, like Creeper Town, where creepers would just sit outside on their porch
Creeper
and
Town,
in their cars.
Creeper Town, USA, zip code 71352.
So I jokingly bought mace at the store, and I told my dad about it. He's like, Tyra, you should not have bought mace. You're going to mace some poor little kid just because you want to use your mace. So anyway, I got home really late off work. This is when I used to work at Panda, so I'd get home like really late. And I just like, I don't know what my deal was. I just had dealt with creepers at work. I just had this creeper vibe coming home from work. So anyways, I'm walking up the porch to like the stairs to get to my apartment, and I feel this tap on my shoulder, and I had already had my head in my purse. I turn around, I spray the shit out of this. Oh. It turned out to be this poor little 18-year-old boy that had just moved out of his house to go to college. Like, he was tapping my shoulder because he had to work in the morning, and or it wasn't even the morning, he had like a night shift or something like that. I don't know. He needed his car jumped. And like, I was the only nice, like, white person that was around. So he's like, I'm going to go talk to her. No.
Gotta be white.
Gotta be white.
No offense.
Creeper of creeper neighborhoods. Let's face it.
I'm sorry.
But, and she's a girl.
And then he's like sitting there like crying and holding his eyes. He's like, I'm sorry.
So poor like, kid. Jesus.
I like walk him up to his apartment to get like a towel. He's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. And I'm like, bro, just say something before you tap someone on the shoulder. Like, poor. And then I called my dad and told him the story. He's like, I knew it. I knew you would.
But learn never to scare you
See,
again.
You say something before you just tap a girl on the shoulder at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, I'm sorry.
That hey.
In the creeper neighborhood.
Get in my car.
It was scary. My apartment complex
was scary.
Does this
smell like chloroform to you?
Yeah, so that's my mace what? Story. Tyra gets a little mace
happy. Does this smell
happy.
Like chloroform to you?
So there's my mace story. So don't scare Tyra in the middle of the night, or you'll
if her hand's in her purse.
Do you still have Do you still have mace?
I do. It's somewhere. I brought it,
but it's not in your purse.
No, it's not.
Were your headphones okay in right while you were walking?
I don't think so.
No.
Maybe I don't remember.
I feel like he probably would have called at you, and that you know if you didn't.
Maybe
respond.
They were. Maybe they. I don't know. Maybe I just remember I didn't
yeah.
know
the
anyone was there.
The old Zimmerman
scared
yeah,
the
exactly.
defense.
Well,
it wasn't Zimmerman,
whatever happened, his ass got maced. And
his face was got maced.
My bad.
His face got maced.
Made him cry okay. all over the place. Oh.
Oh, he did cry, though.
I know he
that
did.
Those poor, his poor
have
face.
Have you ever been maced?
I have been. We played
in
with
the
mace.
Face?
Not in the face, like fully.
You would cry, too. I would
I'm
cry.
I'm sure. I believe
I have
it.
A high I pain don't... threshold, and my ass would cry if you maced me in the face.
I took like... military-grade OC spray, which is...
And he cried like a bitch.
15 times worse than mace. I didn't cry, you pussy.
You're a lying bastard.
Oh, no.
If you didn't cry, you are not human.
He cried so hard he couldn't breathe.
I wasn't crying, stupid. My airways locked up.
Because
why, Alex?
That's what it was.
Because why?
What were the tears from? What were the tears from?
The tears?
That's not crying?
No. Them crocodile tears, dude. Just faking it.
Yeah, look. The topic just ran away.
There it goes.
I have no idea what we're talking
about. Off into the
about.
Sunset. What were those fields?
Aliens.
Yeah, aliens.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, so, yeah, Carlos, what would you do? What would you do if you saw one?
To be honest with you, I would take a step back, analyze, see if there's any physical threats that I need to be aware of. I would approach it with caution, state who I am, both verbally and mentally. That I don't know.
You're not writing a fucking manual on this shit. Dude. Just tell us what you would do.
I'd freak out, but I'd freak out. I'd be really curious as to who that this alien is. And
girl's only writing and talking in manual format. Well, first step
well,
one.
She
is.
Asked me what I would do. I was giving her.
I didn't think you'd break it down that far.
Yeah, like the rest of us.
Oh,
hey Carlos, it's a 1 hour show. I would prefer you keep your explanation within that 1 hour format.
Well, you know what? It's next time you ask for what I would do, be specific as to how long you want the response
well,
to be.
Well, in a general form.
Would you do?
You give a brief
summary. I'd freak out.
You give a brief summary until someone asks for further more detail.
There you go.
Yeah.
That worked the other way.
Genius.
Is that it?
What's that?
Are we on break already?
You're on break. There he goes. There goes Carlos.
Floating off over fields of wheat.
Yes. Off to see your ancestors and your loved ones.
Oh my God,
one day we will meet again, Carlos, but tonight is not that night. There I am.
Goodbye.
You make me want to watch Gladiator now.
There I am, burying your small little wooden figures.
This song makes me sad.
Looking into the distance as you're carried off.
My unborn son.
Right.
That movie is made me tear up.
Looking at me.
It really did.
You what? Your unborn son is looking at you?
Unborn son is looking at me.
Okay,
waving me over.
That's not your unborn son.
Unborn, that's what I said.
No, it's not unborn. He was born, he's dead now.
No, because I don't have any sons, stupid.
I'm trying to paint a picture.
Are we going to go to break, or what are we doing?
Yeah, we're going on break, guys.
All right, we'll be back.
And welcome back to the show. We're back from break. That, of course, is Ocean Man. Such an amazing song. Such an underrated song, in my opinion.
It's because all those mainstream cynical bastards.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. So I got something to talk about, Terrence. And for the whole crew. But I want to hear Terrence's point of view on this first, if you will, please. So there's a middle school in Kansas, Hawker Grove Middle School in Shawnee, Kansas. They posted up a poster basically asking a sexually provocative question.
Where in the school did they put this poster?
I'm guessing either in the classroom or all over the school. It's basically regarding sexual education, but it kind of goes overboard, so I'll just explain the poster. At the very top it asks...
Hold on, let me get you some music for that.
Please.
So middle school is what, like 11 through 13 or something like that age group, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Carlos, please, the list.
All right. So it starts off with, how do people express their sexual feelings? The list is oral sex, hugging, sexual.
Slow down.
Oh.
We've got it together, baby. Go ahead.
Oral sex.
There you go.
Hugging.
Yeah.
Sexual fantasy. Touching each other's genitals. Caressing. Anal sex. Kissing, dancing, last but not least, vaginal intercourse.
That's how I show my love.
All right, so...
to men at bars.
Hey, calm down now. These are basically preteen.
Oh, then let's cut Barry White then, sorry.
Yeah, please. So there's a father up at arms about this because this is being exposed to his 13-year-old daughter. Why do they need to know about anal sex and sexual fantasies?
Okay, so I'm going to chime in right now.
Please,
like,
please.
I think you've told me more than enough to get me going.
Absolutely.
Right here. Okay, so my first instinct or my first reaction was, the hell you say, right? Because
what are we talking about here?
What you talking about, Willis?
I mean, we're talking about the school system putting something out there that I should be handling at home.
Exactly.
Okay, that's my job, damn it. I'm the dad, all right? So that's the first thing we're talking
about.
Not the papa.
Right?
Or
the mama, sorry.
But my next... my
messed
next,
that one up.
My next...
Way to go, Alex.
I appreciate that.
I tried.
Hey, A for effort, F for execution. So my next reaction is, okay, you're saying up in arms, and I'm saying I'm batshit crazy if my kid goes to that school, because I'm not going to sit back and let somebody else subconsciously put that kind of message out in front of my children. Okay, and that's the problem we have in the school system today, is it's run by the government. So if it's okay according to lawmakers and according to the people that we elect in, whatever, and it's automatically okay, no. This dad, whoever he is, if he isn't losing his flipping mind, I question him as a father. So all the other parents that are okay with that, I would like to have a very candid conversation with them.
Absolutely. This is a quote from him. It upsets me. And again, it goes back to who approved this. You know that this had to pass through enough hands that someone should have said, wait a minute, these are 13-year-old kids. We don't need to be in depth with this sexual education. You know, what kind of 13-year-old needs to know about anal sex? I mean, really. Like, adults really, really
what kind of
really
29-year-old needs to know about anal
exactly.
sex?
Exactly. Adults shouldn't even really be practicing this. It's been proven harmful to a body just out of pornography. Jesus Christ.
So what you're saying is the gays are wrong.
Hey, you know, to each his own, you know, but this isn't something that should be mainstream practiced, you know, just advertised. And this is basically what it is.
First of all, I mean, we're talking a schoolhouse. We're talking a place where they're supposed to be teaching my kids how to read, write, arithmetic, so on and so forth.
It's suggestive.
That's what we're doing. Why the hell is there all this subliminal messaging?
Why aren't they talking about piggies? That's what I
want
to know.
Exactly. I agree.
When did it go from piggies and numbers to sex and anal conlingus? This is what I want in my schools. Feel free to chime in, please.
Alex,
not all at once.
I think Alex missed a couple classes in kindergarten and has come back to affect him.
But, they call that milestones. You hit certain milestones growing up. I skip.
But I mean, is it just me? I mean, Terrence is the only parent around here. But I mean, I am freaked out because
I have a daughter.
Athena doesn't.
Cats
count.
Don't count, bro.
She does.
Cats don't count. By the way, I saw her with a tomcat the other day.
No, you didn't.
I didn't really want to tell you about it.
No, you didn't. But go on, please. You.
This is what my kids are going to be brought into. You know, I can just expect it. You know, that I have to, every day, I have to sit down and have a talk with them and undo all the damage that the public school system is putting on them.
Well, and I think we lose track of some things here, Carlos, and I'm glad you bring this up because it actually gets me on something that's kind of been steaming me for a couple days. What it is you have, you know, it's where we have completely lost that ability to discern between what is right and what is wrong. It's a morality issue at this point because we're trying to force feed our children a comfortability with sexual orientation.
What happened to the
whatever
innocence?
Is, you know, and so
what happened to the innocence?
Right. No, I agree with that. It used to be until you were 17 or 18 years old, you didn't even know what the hell that thing was for other than going to the bathroom.
That's what's so sad about our society is it's brought up at such a young age now. Like, I look at me when I was 11. I look at the 11-year-olds now and...
Well, and they wonder why the teen pregnancy is a lot higher.
Exactly.
Now,
yes. It's just put out there more. And a younger age shows more of an interest, so it's kind of scary to me. Mm-hmm. At our future generation
terrifying,
that's
really.
Coming up.
Well, at what point do we draw the line? And somebody's going to justify it as psychologically, this is what we're creating. That's what we're creating. It's going to benefit our children, whatever else. Okay, well, here's the same scenario. Okay, or it's a scenario to kind of tell you what I'm talking about. At what point do we as moral, just, righteous human beings, good people, at what point do we stand up and we say, hey, that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable because, first of all, you're doing my job for me, and I'm perfectly capable of fathering my own children.
Right? I say...
So, but at the same time, hold on, let me get there, Alex.
Okay.
So at the same time, it's like saying we're going to allow rapists to rape hookers because they were going to have sex anyways. So now we're going to educate our children on sex because they're going to have sex anyways, but we want them to be knowledgeable about it.
I say the school shouldn't be teaching sex. I agree.
I agree 100%.
Salt and pepper shit.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. I agree the school needs to say something about it because it is kind of shoved in kids' faces nowadays. Like, you have a TV show on MTV that, hi, I'm 16, I'm pregnant. Hooray, let me be glamorized because I'm on TV with a child. Or even just the Miley Cyrus scandal. Like, let me... hump a foam finger on live TV. Like, that's what's thrown at these kids.
Not even cable TV. This was free live everywhere TV.
Well, of course.
And who were? Sorry,
I'll
to
tell
bring
you
up
this.
Miley Cyrus thing,
never listened to Salt and Pepper.
But what age group were the girls that watched her? And they were probably so excited to hear that Miley Cyrus was going to be on the Music Awards. And what does she do? Like, it's shoved in their face.
Only God can judge her, though. I've heard that said many times.
Well, I'm judging her.
Oh.
So I am God.
The thing about it is that these kids are becoming so sexualized. Out of all the sexualized countries, I mean, you go to Mexico and it's out of control. You know, you got game show TV showing girls in bikinis and very sexy, and it's moderately pretty much controlled because the parent is the one that determines what this kid learns, you know, at school, what they learn about sex wherever they go about it. Now in the USA and in the United States, it's regarded as a naughty, you know, leave it to the school, leave it to society to really put the standards on that. It's sad. It's sad to see because, you know, the parents don't care.
Well, exactly. That was a point I wanted to bring up, is the parent doesn't try to educate their own student. They leave it up to the school.
It's laziness.
So it puts a big pressure on the school, but everyone wants to teach it differently. Well, if you want to teach it differently, then teach your own child that way. Like, don't...
My kids are going to listen to Salt and Pepper and Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah. I could just say from experience that my father took the time to talk to me about the changes going on and, you know, what to expect and what is acceptable and what is not. And it was a very awkward conversation, but he did it because he felt
it's
like
his job.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's his job to be the one that kind of talks to me about it.
You know, I think I would agree with Tyra. There needs to be a little bit in schools, because there was a little bit when I grew up. It's just enough. Like, I've already had the talk from my parents. But,
exactly.
But the school didn't get introduced. Like, I didn't get the talk from the school till I was, like, 16.
See, and then their talk is abstinence. Abstinence.
Well, not only that, but then they go into the STDs.
What'll
happen if you do.
Well, in the old days, I mean, they've been doing maturation classes since the mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and those were informative. This is what you can expect when you hit puberty. Here's, you know, and it was very... It was driven down that health class, an anatomical, here's what you can expect from a scientific standpoint.
Exactly.
Right?
It was a very need-to-know basis, not explore every single possibility.
Right.
Exactly.
Like they're not force-feeding this garbage down our children's gullet every day on the mainstream television networks.
And
now they're going to go to some place that's supposed to be a safe place for me to send my children to educate them, and you're force-feeding it to them in that place?
Well,
and even so, these classes that I attended were maybe like 30 minutes to an hour at the most.
Well, and this is one of the things that ran through my mind, is that what if I have a daughter and she gets to this age where she's, you know, she's becoming not sexually prime, but I mean, where she can.
A woman.
Yeah, where she's becoming a woman. And I'm here telling her that all these things are things that you should wait for. These are things that you are naturally, you're not supposed to be doing it. And you have all these, you know, goddamn monkeys, you know, because as a guy, I know what I was like when I was that age, that are led to believe that differently, that, yeah, this is completely normal. What's going to happen when she likes one of them and they don't exactly agree with my point of view? You know, the peer pressure alone, the kind of trauma that can happen from this, you know, because I'm raising her to be one way and society is raising her to be the complete opposite. You know, it just...
I think that's been the struggle for a long time, though.
And well, it has.
It's worse it's in a younger age now.
It's only getting worse, you know. When back in my day, you know, it was still acceptable for people to wait till they're married, and now it's kind of like you're frowned upon. You're kind of laughed at if you have that venture. I'm gonna be very, very honest. I didn't have my first kiss till I was 18.
And I commend you for that.
Yes, yes.
I truly do, because we talk about sex in every video, movie, video game.
Let's talk about sex.
Everything. Yes. That's what we do. We talk about sex.
Absolutely.
And it's not a faux pas thing anymore, which it really should be, because if you're uncomfortable, you're not going to cross that line.
We can thank Salt-N-Pepper for that.
So now we've taken something that's supposed to be as intimate and important
personal
and cherishable, you know?
It's like, really a holy thing.
And we've made it something that's just very casual. And so our children see this in everything they do. It doesn't matter how much I talk to my daughter about not having sex. If that's what
they
everyone else is
it.
Doing,
that's what she's
it's okay.
Do.
Because she's not uncomfortable with it.
Well, they justify it too. Oh, well, everyone else is doing it. So and so's done
that,
it.
That's why old school. I do things. That's really old school.
Yeah, if everybody else is doing it, you can bet you I'm leading that party.
Well, I take it from my viewpoint. It was just viewed as so bad. Like, none of it was talked about because everything was bad. Like,
but at the same time, what does that cause in somebody when you hear, don't do
rebellion.
This, don't do this, it's so bad, and then you do it.
Well, it's a human nature. When you're told no, your first reaction is, okay, I'm going to do it.
But it ain't like a drug.
It's
like,
the betrayal, though. It's a betrayal, Alex, that we missed. Yes. Now, you have
it's
the
presentation.
We don't talk about it, don't whatever. But me as a father, I should be able to sit down with my daughter and say, hey, respect yourself. You know, force others to respect you. Have the strength to say no in situations that are uncomfortable. Whatever. And I should be able to have that conversation. So if I'm not doing that as a parent and all I'm doing is trying to brush it under the carpet, then I deserve everything I got coming.
But even if you're doing that.
I agree, because you don't have those parents that are.
But even if you're doing all of that and they still do it because they feel comfortable.
Then what can you do on your end? Like,
well, exactly. Well, that's a little bit different. It ain't because of the, you know, social media.
No, but it is, because society is telling you that it's normal. So for instance, for us, our parents taught us that alcohol is okay. Use it in moderation. Don't go crazy. Society tells us it's kind of up and about.
Well, if society is projecting that so much, then that's when you have to step up more as a parent and actually talk about it. Like, don't just let them.
Okay, so for the parents that are in control, such as myself, and I'm imagining Terrence and Michelle, but. Think about all the parents that don't do it, or they don't think about it, or they're too busy to do it.
And that is why they put it in schools.
Exactly.
In the first place. Because so that's where the monitoring needs to come down and make it a need-to-know basis, not an explore every possibility.
But then the second something goes wrong, they blame the school. Well, teach your own child.
Could there
Sorry.
Be? Exactly. Could this be a social, cultural, you know, even on a human base, backlash to what we have been experiencing or what we have been being taught for about 2,000 years?
In what way?
I don't know where you're going with that.
Where I'm going with that, let me paint the picture.
Mm-hmm.
let me take you back to biblical times.
There's that gallon of wine working.
No. Back in probably anything past 80, so we're talking before the Christian religion really took hold, root over the world.
Yes.
Sexuality was viewed completely different. In the times of the Romans, the Greeks, the Mesopotamians, the Athenians, going into Persia, China, Japan, the North, the here in America, in the Americas, was viewed much differently.
Very casual.
Not casual, but there wasn't a strong...
It wasn't taboo.
Exactly. It wasn't a taboo to be sexual with yourself and with other people. Now, you didn't go around banging anybody. There were still whores and sluts back then, too, and
but
prostitutes.
They had an open bathhouse, too, so nudity wasn't like, oh...
Exactly. It wasn't something that was shunned. It wasn't something like, you should be ashamed of your body and you should be ashamed of... somebody seeing somebody else's body.
But on the contrary, it wasn't sexual when you saw someone naked either.
Exactly.
Well, and that's where we haven't drawn the boundaries, you know, that intimacy that's supposed to be sacred. And
but why?
So here's what happens.
Well, hold on. But why? That's my question. Why is it sacred?
That's where I'm going with
it. Okay.
Why is it sacred? Because it's religious. It's supposed to be spiritual. You know, I mean, this is my opinion. You can think whatever you want about it.
Sure.
But when you're going to be intimate with somebody, it's more than physical. And I don't care, give a rat's ass what you try to tell me otherwise. That can be a physical act or an intimate act.
I agree, it's supposed
to be an intimate spiritual act.
Why?
Well, that's what's sad about these kids. Is
why?
Yes.
Because that's what I feel. That's my opinion.
Okay. Does that have to do with your background and how you were raised?
Partially.
And the
partially back- and partially is I'm actually in tune with. You know how I feel in those moments.
No,
but what we've done is we've numbed our children to it. We've made even country has got hip hop and sex in it all the time.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing is these young children go into it with that state of mind, and then you have those kids that are hurt because they don't realize that there's that physical attachment to it. Like there's more to it than just sex.
Yeah, they know that there's. I feel like you know, you walk into it feeling like it's going to be this, you know, it's going to be that intimacy and everything. And it doesn't turn out to be that way. And because of that, you know, you lose, a lot of people lose that. They lose that connection between themselves. They start just doing it to do it.
Right.
You know, always looking for that missing link, that missing spot.
Or you have the opposite side where they put it on a pedestal and think it's going to be this grand thing, and then they're disappointed.
I've always been disappointed.
So it gives you a bad view on it.
I'm sorry,
because it wasn't what you thought.
What's that?
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry for me. Be sorry for them.
Oh. Okay. All right.
But I think as a society we've completely lost our sense of ourselves, our sense of moral fiber. You know, there's no validity in anything that comes out of talent. Like, what they're calling talent now is freaking Beyonce shaking her ass on freaking MTV. So how is it that
all
we have
fallen?
All the single ladies. I mean, it's so aggravating. It's so aggravating to me, because the harder I try to, you know, push my children into having some sort of structure and having some sort of guideline that teaches them right from wrong.
Sure.
And you know, and it has nothing to do with what society says. It's everything what my beliefs are.
Yeah.
And as a parent, I should be allowed to instill that in my children without, you know, all the disruption that is out there in society right now.
So I got two things to bring up, and just connections for anybody with half a brain to try and make. The first is going to be that under this new healthcare plan,
yes,
it's mandatory that every plan carry that you pay for birth control, right? So that you can walk into any clinic, receive birth control, and the other one is going to be we've all heard what FUCK stands for, right?
Which fornication under tons.
Fornication under command of the king.
Yes.
Okay. So just
which is how I say it should be done.
We'll piece them together. You got a government that says we'll take care of it. You know, you go ahead and fuck away.
If the king doesn't sign off on it, Carlos,
absolutely,
you should not be doing the hanky panky.
Hey, I know how you roll. Wow. I know how you roll. But
there should be a government official that comes by with two keys for each chastity belt.
Yes.
All right, unlocks them.
Yes.
You got 30 minutes.
And videotapes it to make sure it was done properly.
Right, right.
Correctly.
First of all, who needs 30 minutes? But go on.
Missionary,
well,
right?
Well, I'm talking about from the time he gets there.
Missionary.
So it's a 30-minute stop. He's a busy man. He's got a lot of places to go. Well, depending on how the king felt that day.
That's what the camera's for.
Well, right, right. Okay, and then you're in and you're out, and that's it. And I think guarantee you, hold on. I'm telling you, I got the solution. This will cut down on teen pregnancy by at least 95%. Because there's those five out there, they're going to squirrel away somehow, they're going to come up with some contraction, or they're going to be the hot ones, and the king's going to want to see that. So, and there's nothing wrong with
he's
that.
He's going to want to slice.
He was born that way, baby. He can't help it.
Want a slice of the pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
God bless the king.
Right, God bless the king, and God bless America.
So on a different note, we should be instilling in our kids, as Tyra mentioned, to respect themselves.
And the king.
And others.
Yes.
But I actually watched this video, so twerking is really out there right now, and all the girls are trying to do it, and even some of the men.
I do it.
Well, she gets on there, and she's like, you know, I'm not going to do this video and teach you how to twerk, because that's what's wrong with society. Women are showing men that they want to be treated like a piece of meat.
What if men do it?
Then they're showing the same thing.
I spend my weekends learning how to twerk.
I would agree with Michelle. It doesn't have to be gender specific.
Okay, good. Thank you. That makes me feel better.
But what it's stating is, so if you want to be treated like a piece of ass or a piece of meat,
yeah,
you act like that. But if you want to be, and then they complain, oh, he just does this. He doesn't treat me with respect. And in reality, you didn't show him that you wanted to be treated with respect.
Exactly. I have a great thing to back this by. It was something I read was, you have these girls that get mad at these guys that are rapping about ass and titties and shit. But then, like, the song we're talking, ass, to the window, ass, to the wall. Ass, the ass, girls ass, know every ass, line ass. To this song, and they're out there singing it. So it's like you're giving miscommunication there. Like, what?
You know what? Some of us just like to go out there and dance. Okay, I'm gonna be honest.
It has a good beat.
If it has a good beat, I'll twerk to that.
It'll mind a Hobson 5.
What's that
for all the listeners to listen to? It's a song. YouTube it. It's called The Ill Mind of Hobson Number 5.
So Hobson is actually, it's funny you bring that up, because I didn't realize that anyone
He's
else
Hobson,
in this
I'm
group.
I'm Hobson. We all Hobson.
But he is a rapper that's rapping about all the immoral injustice, all of this stuff. And he's using explicit language. So for those of listeners that we have that don't want to hear the explicit language, I'm surprised you're still listening.
Yeah, don't listen to the show at that point.
But what I'm looking at is Hobson. He's got more than one song that is just about that. It's about everything we just talked about.
Yes. Actually, yeah, just go listen to that song. It'll summarize this entire conversation.
But I agree with twerking.
Alex, we know, and we commend you for that.
Thank you.
You're a very brave man.
Well, someone has to do it.
Yeah.
It looks more like turkeying, not twerking.
People should really know what you look like.
What's that?
So they can see the twerking.
No.
Have you seen the video of the wife catching her husband twerking in the bedroom?
No.
Oh, it's priceless.
Alex, are you going to twerk in silkies?
Yes.
They told me they deleted that video.
If the price is right. All right, if the price is right.
1,000 likes, everybody on Facebook right now, and he'll twerk in silkies.
Who's going to record this?
Yeah.
I'm in. I don't know how the quality of that's going to be, because I'm sure I'm going to be laughing and the screen's going to be shaking.
No. It's going to be shaking with one hand, and then the other hand's going to be shaking too for different reasons.
That's why you get a tripod.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Oh.
Sounds like
I want close-ups, though.
Alex is trying to suggest something.
Angles.
And subliminally message Terrence over there.
Yeah.
There's nothing subliminal about it.
It is Thursday.
I love you too,
our,
man.
Our father's going to listen to this.
Nah, it's okay. It's a radio show. Tyra, your thoughts on twerking?
You look like a dumbass. Don't twerk.
But what if you look good?
Do it in like the private of your home for that intimate person to show them that.
There you go.
Or,
I agree.
Or group
I
of.
I agree.
Or group
of
intimate people.
You can twerk for a person. Don't fucking twerk your shit in front of.
Can I
every...
change? Can or, I have? Can I have a card that says intimate? I guess, and
no,
then
because
I can hand
you asked
that out?
Me my opinion.
I guess my question is for the ladies who twerk in public. Are you trying to turn all of the guys on and show them that? Or would you rather
or be
just
so
turn
drunk
them?
That you fall on your face? That's what I want
to
see.
But like it should be a very personal thing. If you want to show someone that and turn them on, do it to who you're trying to be with, not everyone else.
Because that just says you're grasping for anyone that's going to react to
you're
it.
You're desperate.
Oh, sad day. Don't
or,
be desperate.
Or because you're good at it.
Okay, just because you do it in
you
your bedroom.
You know what?
I don't care how good you are at it. Don't sit
Terrence,
in the middle of a room and twerk at everyone.
You know, I'm going to lower it down to 50 likes on Facebook. Because Alex seems to be very proud of his twerking.
You can lower it to whatever
it
you want.
It scares me
I'm
a little bit how proud
shit.
Alex
yeah,
is.
Yeah, he's,
what's that?
He's really advertising his...
Hey, baby, have you got it? Flaunt it.
No.
I read that in a magazine somewhere. Time magazine.
On the opposite side, if you do it in public, do not get mad at the attention you're drawing because of what you're doing.
I don't get mad.
No, okay. He enjoys every second of it.
I bet he does. Right.
He's a bit of an attention
baby,
whore.
What's that?
I love that song.
Attention right? whore? Attention whore says what?
Boo.
Do it.
Boo.
Do it. Do it.
Boo. What we call a flop.
All right.
Fail.
So.
Wah, wah, wah.
Do we have time for a feel-good story?
Make it quick.
All right. So there's a gentleman who was 65.
What's his name?
His name is Samuel Alec Lee Ballantine.
Where is he from?
Ballantine. Jesus.
How old is he?
He's 65. 65.
That's right.
What's his
zodiac sign?
What color is his hair?
All right. So he's at a restaurant, right?
Is he a tall man or a short man? Because that matters.
And which restaurant? Because that matters.
What was he doing there?
Was he on a date?
I thought I had to make this quick.
Me too.
Anyways, his wife has passed away due to lung cancer.
That's really sad. Should have smoked those cigarettes.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm just saying.
All right, so he...
Smoked that pot. I know what she was doing.
They had been married for 43 years.
Played fast and loose in the 50s, and now she... That hippie shit's catching up to her. That's what happened.
Holy crap.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I kind of don't. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it anymore so you can't
slander.
Disgrace the memory of his wife.
Slander the deceased lady?
Yeah.
Nah, it's okay.
Disgrace her memory.
She won't hear this show.
You never know. She might be listening
hey,
right
all
right, now.
All right. All right. For everybody listening,
get
this
on the mic.
This is not the opinion of me.
Go ahead.
All right, so he's at a restaurant celebrating their anniversary, obviously by himself.
Okay.
And he left a note for a couple that was sitting within eyesight of him.
Okay.
This is what it read. Hi, you don't know me, but My beautiful
but
wife.
I know you.
But my beautiful wife of 43 years died last week.
Do you want to play
tonight?
A game?
I dine alone for the first time. You remind me of us many years ago. Please allow me to buy your dinner. Enjoy.
It oh, that's
put,
nice.
It will put aww. a smile on Carol's face and make me happy for now. Happy New Year, and Lee. He wrote his name and initial. Pay it forward. So he basically left the money to pay for this couple's dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because, you know, he kind of remembered what it was like to be so happy with his wife.
Sure.
And I thought it was a feel good story.
It is a feel good story.
Coming in. Hey, honey. Dinner's ready. Did you bring me the Marlboros?
How the fuck do you sleep at night? hold on. I don't want to get too loud.
Those were shorts. I wanted hundreds. Jeez. Go back to the store, Lee.
How the living fuck do you sleep at night?
On his pillow.
Yeah, on my pillow.
With a blanket. In his bed.
In the fetal position.
And his baby.
And his
with
cat.
Athena.
Yeah, Athena baby.
And his cat that he thinks is his daughter.
Yeah.
Confusion at his bed.
She's usually running around.
First of all, that may be one of the top three coolest cats I've ever met.
I would have to definitely agree.
Thank you. It's all the parenting I did.
Good job, man.
I know.
Do you want a couple kids for a while?
No.
I feel confident that I could leave them with you for a minute.
No, that's where you're wrong. That's not going to hold ourselves.
He doesn't buy her food. He doesn't buy her litter. She doesn't have
I wouldn't buy your kids litter. You shouldn't leave them with me.
Well, they already know about the bush rule.
Yeah, but, you know, it's cold. Yeah.
Pick a bush that someone else isn't already occupied, you know?
Dude, fuck that. I take my little dog out. I don't care if his tail is, like, frozen, shaking. You do that shit outside.
Yeah, that's how I feel about kids. You do that shit outside.
Dude, same.
What's that?
Same.
High five right here.
Baha. Okay, that's how we got through high school. Sorry, I had to put the wine down. It was a slow five.
I just lost so much, you know, like just hopefulness for humanity.
Why?
You know, faith in all you guys.
Why?
Just out the window.
Hey, well, hold on. I have a very good point.
It's not my fault. Hold on. It's not my fault. Lee had an abusive, chain-smoking, old hag of a wife.
You know what? What comes around goes around, buddy. You smoke a lot.
So listen, Carlos. I want you to know something that's very important to you moving forward.
Okay? I like cigarettes.
It is okay to laugh.
No, I'm laughing.
When shit's funny, it's okay to
laugh. Laughing. I hate that I'm laughing, but
You know who also hates your laughing?
What?
Lee. sitting in that diner right now.
I'm sorry, Mr. Valentine.
Hey, and on that note.
You don't know I'm shit.
On that note,
are
we going to wrap this up so those
What's
of us
that?
That are smokers can...
Yeah, of course.
Let's move on. Let's move on to the smoke break
and
we talked about
smoke,
hours ago.
Smoke.
And the rest of us can go sleep.
Smokers United. Starting that Facebook group.
Oh, God.
Smokers United.
Where we
SMU.
We sit around. Hold on.
Anonymous.
Yes. We sit around. Smokers United. We sit around. We take selfies of us either smoking or and twerking at the same time. And we just fucking.
I don't want to be clumped into this group anymore.
You do.
Me either.
You do, but because here's the last part.
I don't smoke. So.
Right. No, you will. Here's the last part. We just sit around and we just talk mad shit about Lee's wife. Smokers United, check it out on Facebook.
Please
I hope
keep
everybody
listening. Please.
Has a beautiful night.
Thank you for listening.
We're calling this a night, guys.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
Ciao, good night.